Good afternoon. I'll start with an update on Chad Clifton's injury. Chad suffered a significant hamstring injury in the game last night. It'll probably take a couple weeks for us to get our hands around how significant the injury is. So that's where we are with Chad. He'll be out for a number of weeks. With that, I'll take your questions.
Expect Belaga back, and if so, would Marshall stand on the left side?
Really, how we play Marshall, Derek, and Brian will really be determined over the next couple of days. Obviously, Brian Belaga has his medical situation that we need to work through, and all the players are still coming in, going through their examinations today. Rehab segment for the injured players will go on tomorrow. So, but as far as how we play those guys, we'll work through that here as we game plan. I think you really answered it. Once they settled in, I thought particularly Derek played well in the second half. I had some plays early that once just needed to settle in. I had the one run. He went the wrong way on down in the 4-minute drive. But I thought Marshall played very well. He played well at right tackle and went over and didn't miss a beat at left tackle. So I was pleased with the tackle's performances. I thought they were outstanding just night and day compared to the start. We had 10, 13 play drives. Atlanta did a very good job of staying on script and staying in favorable down distance and went up with the 14 points. But after that, 5 punts and 2 interceptions, I think that speaks for itself. I thought our defense was dominant from that point on in the game. And keeping that offense at that point total was very impressive. So that's the kind of defense we're used to playing, and it's something we can build off as a defense.
Mike, you always talk about draft and develop. You don't want to lose Chad with his experience and his ability, but how good do you feel that you basically have 3 guys with 1 or 2 years of experience that you can rely on at those 2 positions? What do you have there with those 3 guys?
Well, they're young. They have the ability to get better. They all have excellent work ethic and talent to work with. So, just see the jump that Brian and Marshall have made from year 1 to year 2, and Derek's going to have to make his quicker. So, this is our program. This is how we operate, and we need to continue to do a good job making sure our younger players are ready to play, and this is a perfect example of it.
Mike, when do you think you'll have
probably not till tomorrow. That's usually when they go down into the Hudson Center and do some extensive testing and rehab. And we'll get the report probably mid-afternoon. Just give us a better idea as we're preparing our game plan for St. Louis. That's typically how it happens each week.
Mike, when you talk about getting your hands around Clifton's injury, is it because you can't get proper tests right on it?
Well, you know how hamstrings are. I mean, you can do scans, and they're not 100%. You don't hamstring injuries aren't something you go have a scan and they say, okay, you're out a week. That's not realistic. There's a lot more that goes into that. So, I told you exactly what the medical staff just told me. It's going to take a couple weeks before we can get our hands around it, but it's a significant hamstring injury. It's going to take a couple of weeks to get our hands around it, but it's a significant hamstring injury. A lot of swelling, bleeding. I mean, day after, this is normal when a guy has a significant hamstring injury.
I mean, it's week 6, Mike. Did you and Ted today give any thought at all to IR and going somewhere else? Or that never came
up? We just talked about the different scenarios that may come out of Chad's injury, but we're not going to do anything for the next couple of weeks. I mean, we have to get more information. It's well, just actually finished our staff meeting, and after that, Ted and I sat down and talked about the board. So there's there's a couple different ways we can go at that spot. And personally, I'm not ready to make, you know, to make that decision on how I feel which way we should go. Ted has, you know, his opinions, and we'll continue to talk about it. So this is, we have some time, but we're not quite sure which way we're going to go.
Mike, Randall ran a few kicks back, 5, 6, 7, 8 yards in the end zone. He had the success with that week one. Last night he didn't get to the 20 on 3 of them, I believe. Do you want him to keep trying that?
Well, the 5 yard, you know, 5 yard is the line. He was at 6 a few times. And really, grading the tape, I thought as far as him catching the football, pressing the track, I thought the front side of the blocking unit, the kickoff return blocking unit, did a nice job. But we had a breakdown, actually, two really clean opportunities where our backside was not where it needed to be. So we're grading them. Was he 5? He was 6. So, I mean, obviously we'll communicate that with Randall. But he's someone that we feel has a special ability in the return area. And we need a better job of giving him better looks as a blocking unit. So our punt return blocking unit and our kickoff return blocking unit, we need to improve as we prepare for St. Louis, because we had two pretty clean looks there based on how we felt they were going to cover, and we did not get it done on the backside.
Mike, what happened with the team's ploys on a couple of occasions, box penalty, then sideline penalty?
Sideline penalty is no excuse. That's clearly on the head coach and in our operation. I was disappointed, to say the least. We had two warnings, so I thought the officials did an excellent job, Jeff and Barry, as far as communicating to us. It was a very, you know, emotional, energetic game. Our guys were into it, but we were sloppy on the boundary. So that is clearly on the coaching staff and making sure everybody's back there. I mean, AJ's penalty, you saw it. So I don't have a comment for that.
What happened on the sideline penalty, though?
We came onto the field when everybody reacted to the flag that was thrown on the late hit, or whatever you want to call it, on Randall. We had a number of guys that jumped out onto the field, so they felt that, when all the people coming on the field, the boundary discipline, frankly, was probably more of a reaction out of having two warnings already. So that's something poor you need to write about. You got it. So.
Mike, at 5-0 and with couple of teams that don't have great records coming in, what's your message to the team, a couple of weeks before the bye and those kind of teams?
Well, everybody's been here long enough. When a football team has the bye week to prepare for you, it's always more of a challenge. So that's what we discuss as a coaching staff this afternoon, and our coaches will discuss that with their players when they go through the grades today and tomorrow. But this Ram team is going to be more prepared for us than a normal team that has 7 days. So that's our approach. We got a lot of work to do tonight and tomorrow. We got to make sure we make sure our house is clean in the area of self-scout. But it's just look at the just look at the games that we've competed against teams that are coming off bye weeks. It's right there. It'll tell you right away. It's a challenge regardless of the record. So you can go back to Tampa Bay a few years back, going down there. They're coming off a bye week and didn't have a very good record. So the record doesn't mean anything. When a team, professional coaching staff, players, they have a chance to sit down and have 2 weeks to prepare for you, it's a bigger challenge for your team. So that's our message this week.
Two more. Newhouse is a left tackle in college, and it seemed like he was a little more comfortable there. Had he narrowed the gap where left and right didn't really matter to him so much? I just wasn't comfortable with it.
I'm narrow the gap between.
Between left and right, as far as where he maybe looked the best or looked more natural or comfortable.
Well, I think if you watch us on offense, we don't play the typical. The left tackle, does certain things, and the right tackle. We're a lot more open ended on both sides. We don't line up with the tight end right next to the right tackle that you may have done, years back. So. Our right tackle is stressed out, as much just from a pure alignment as the left tackle. Now, the left tackle may draw you know, the better pass rusher and things like that, that's still consistent in the way it was the old days. So really the way they're trained, there's a lot of similarities. I think Marshall is shown to be very natural on both sides, but, you know, you do want to point to his experience in college, and he was very comfortable when he moved to the left side, and that's part of the reason why we made that decision.
Do you have any other injuries?
No, well, actually, they're just coming in now. We had the players come in at noon for weight training, and they're going through the examinations now with the medical staffs. But the only information I had for you was on Chad Clifton. That's the only one that we talked about before I came in here. I think that's a normal progression in anything you're trying to establish as a football team. If you're trying to come in and you want to be a great running team, and, you know, right away, that, you know, it isn't like the whole locker room's jumping up and down, especially receivers saying, hey, yeah, let's be the best running team in the league. I mean, I think any time that you're trying to establish a certain characteristic of your football team, it doesn't just kick in just because a head coach gives a great speech or a couple players believe in it. Yeah, I think our experience of going through it, the plan of developing these younger players, getting them ready so that when this time does come upon us, that they can go in and perform, and we can continue to play that we want, the way we want to play on offense and defense and special teams. Yeah, I think they say, hey, this does work. You know, they're men. They have opinions. They have a clear understanding of what they're asked to do and what their teammates are asked to do and how important it is for the next guy to be experienced. And I know how it was when I first got in the league. You know, the older guys, you know, the rookies didn't play right away back then. I mean, it was a different way of doing business, and that's not the case no more. So we're very proactive in trying to get our younger guys ready to play, and I do believe our players are, personally, you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but professionally, they understand that, you know, the next guy that comes in has to play, and he has to do his job too, so. It doesn't help, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, definitely.